Are you starting it already? Well, all right, if I get too high, I'll back up and get it lower. Boys know I do get too high. There was a little ship that sailed upon the sea, and the name of that ship was the Mary Golden Tree. Sailing on the low and the lonesome low, sailing on the lonesome lowland sea.
Put it up a couple of times.
Just cut it off and let's see if we can get it up on the lowland sea. Now she'd been out a day, two or three, until she sighted the British robbery, sailing on the low and the lonesome low, flaunting the Jolly Roger on the lowland sea. The captain was crying and wringing of his hands and saying, "Oh, my Lord, and what will we do? They will sink us in this low and a lonesome low. They'll sink us to the bottom of the lowland sea." Said the little cabin boy, "And what will you give me if I will sink this British robbery? I can sink her in the low and a lonesome low. I can sink her to the bottom of the lonely sea. It's I that have wealth and I have fame, a fair young daughter and a time-honored name. If you'll sink her in the low and lonesome low, if you'll sink her to the bottom of the lonely sea. I give you wealth, I give you your fee, my youngest daughter to you shall married be. If you'll sink her in the low and a lonesome low, sink her to the bottom of the lonely sea." He took his little kit and jumped overboard, saying, "I'll be as good as my word. I will sink her in the low and lonesome low. I'll sink her into the bottom of the lowland sea." Then from his kit he took a bitty board 12 holes in the bottom of the ship, and he sank it in the low and a lonesome low. He sank it to the bottom of the lonely sea. Sailors oft with their coats and some with their caps that were trying to fill up that salt water gap. They were sinking in the low and a lonesome low, sinking in the lonesome lowland sea. Then he turned around and back swam he until he came to the Mary Golden Tree, swimming in the low and a lonesome low, swimming in the lonesome lowland sea. "Captain, captain, throw a line to me, because I'm drowning in this lonely sea. I'm drowning in the low and lonesome low. I'm drowning in this lonesome lowland sea." "And I have wealth and I have fame, but never yet true to my word I've been. So I'll leave you in this low and lonesome low. I'll leave you drowning, drowning in the lowland sea. I'll not give you wealth nor give you a fee. To my fair daughter you'll never married be. I will leave you in the low and a lonesome low, leave you drowning, drowning in the lowland sea. If it wasn't for your daughter, sir, and your men, I'd do to you what I did to them, I would sink you in this low and a lonesome low. I'd sink you to the bottom of the lowland sea. Then he turned on his back and away floating he sang, fare you well, my merry golden tree, and left him in the low and lonesome low. They left him there a-drowning in the lonely sea. I almost got two versions that I have done, mixed up on that. It was an old Primitive Baptist minister who I first heard sing this. He sang it to a different tune, and he sang a little different version. They sailed on for a day, two or three, after the sinking of the ship and the drowning of the boy. And sure enough, they did spot it. The Spanish robbery, and they was sank. And I can't get that together, and I can't even get that tune. I've tried unsuccessfully, and neither can he has two daughters.
Well, I wouldn't try to.